it's all happening at the zoo. A lot of stuff happening at the zoo. Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. And I'm looking at July. It's a whole page.
We have a lot going on in July.
And I was going to ask you this on some of the things. How do the animals deal with the heat?
Well, many of them are from areas that it's warm like that. And we also have, the animals always have fresh water. And we have a lot of misters going on.
It's more the staff
than that have an issue with the heat than the animals.
The other day, my neighbor is watering her flowers out in front, and a rabbit. She has a video of it, and the rabbit came in under the hose, closed its eyes, and just let the hose mist and he just had his eyes closed, and he was just letting the water just hit him and cool him down. It's on a real hot day, and it was. I like the way he walked right in front of the hose and just stayed there until she got done. Cute. And then he opened his eyes and walked up, and now he's soaking wet, and he felt good.
But he felt good, right? He cooled off. You got it.
Let's talk about the month of July. Today's the 10th, so we missed the first one.
We had a great night last night. The weather was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
The
bean
and the vagabonds
were fabulous. Breezy,
yeah, we had a great crowd. It was just good energy and kind of that old home week feel where everyone's out of their cocoons and coming out to the zoo and hanging out for animal crackers. So it was a great night. We appreciate all of our guests that were there.
I'm going back into my cocoon. All right. cocoon. This coming Saturday, early in the morning, it's Breakfast with the Giraffes. Now, do the giraffes serve the breakfast, eat the breakfast with you, or watch you eat? How does this work?
It is just, it's just a wonderful breakfast. That is sold out, so those tickets go early, and they were sold out in March. So just because it's on our website doesn't mean the tickets are available. Sorry about that, folks.
Well, same thing with the Racine Theater Guild. They had in earlier, and just because you see it on their schedule doesn't mean they're going to be tickets available.
That's correct. You got to book early. Looking at next week.
So how does this work, Breakfast with the Giraffes?
So we have breakfast up in the pavilion. And the kids get crafts. They have a fabulous breakfast from some folks called Labor Only Catering, and they come and do a fabulous job. And it's just a really nice way to do it. And then you just get an animal presentation, and that particular one happens to be about giraffes.
How long does it take that food to go down that neck?
You are so odd, Doug.
Well, you know, you look at the animals. I'm just a very curious person. You see them eat the leaves off trees because they can reach them. And then how long does it take to get down that gullet right to the belly?
I don't know. I've never timed it.
All right, I saw a baby giraffe being born the other day on YouTube. Somebody put it on there. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
And their legs are like laying out. Mm-hmm. Just to get up on those legs. Whoa, it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Neat babies.
Wednesday, July 16th, it's World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday. That's a tongue twister.
That is correct. It is from 6 to 8. Red Onion does our hand-passed appetizers, and there'll be 6 different wines people can taste and 5 to 6 different beers people can taste. And it's just a really great opportunity to support the zoo for those beer lovers and wine lovers. We've been doing those for 10 years, so it's a really fun activity.
Where does it take place?
It depends on, we move it around the zoo. So I believe the one next Wednesday is down by our penguin area. We separate them and move them out. So we want people to see all parts of the zoo while they're enjoying some cocktails and some food.
Now, I will tell you right now, I'll bring it up on my phone here because I don't know why I keep it on here, but I do. And currently the temperature in Antarctica is, just so I'm not making it up, it's the center one there. What is it?
Minus 70. I don't have penguins that live in the Antarctica.
Well, my question is, are there penguins from
South Africa.
Well, a little warmer there. But they do have penguins that walk around in Antarctica. And I don't know how their body, I know, but they're little birds. I mean, they're not big. Their skin can't be that thick. But 70 below, and that's not the wind chill. And they're walking around like they're just having another day of it.
Animals like minus humans 70. Get adapted to where they live.
Man, I never understood that. You see them on the National Geo shows just walking around. Yeah. It's currently 120 below zero, but the penguins are having a good time today.
I know. Nature is fascinating.
All right. On Thursday, the next day, July 17th, from 5 to 10 p.m., it's Cigar Dinner.
Yes. This is our 30th annual Cigar Dinner.
30th?
We have a lot of tried and true events at the zoo. So it is from 5 to 10, and it's going to be fabulous. So you get five cigars. We have Christoph Cigars that are our sponsors this year. And then it's a wonderful meal, a gourmet meal. There's silent auction, live auction, camaraderie with those folks that like to smoke cigars and hang out on Lake Michigan. And we also have a roller, a cigar roller coming in. So everyone who participates in that will get their own hand-rolled cigar. That will be done right on the spot, and they'll be able to take that with them. And it's just really going to be a great 30th anniversary. Come on. You got to love it.
The I was at the Fourth Fest Fireworks, and I see women smoking cigars there. Mm-hmm. And it's just odd for me to see it. Obviously, women smoke cigars. But in my mind, I don't. But I guess you have a lot of women.
It's a guy sport?
Well, I never see it. It's just not, you know. Yeah. I honestly, a lot of people smoking cigars because I don't hang out with, smokers. But, yeah, a lot of people do.
We have a lot of women and a lot of men that come to this event. We'll
Excellent.
Probably be at about 150 people.
Whoa.
So if you don't have your tickets, there's a few left. Get your tickets. RacineZoo.org.
All right. That's on Saturday. Oh, no, though.
That's on Thursday,
the 17th. Then on Saturday, July 19th, Margarita Fest all afternoon.
Margarita Fest, 1 to 4. That's a really fun event. It's kind of that tropical feel. We have Johnny Rustler and the Beach Bum Band back again for some music entertainment. They are super fabulous. I am still a parrot head, even though Jimmy passed, but they do play a lot of Jimmy Buffett music. It's just a great atmosphere. You get a tropical lay, you hang out, there's games, there's opportunities to win things. You get a taste, 10 to 12 margaritas. And then Bucket's second round is doing the food. So that'll be awesome. People love their food and the margaritas. It makes for a super, super fun afternoon.
When I was in Key West, I stopped by. I'm not a drinker, but I did stop by the bar that Jimmy Buffett has in Key West. Talk about parrot heads. They're in there.
They are all over the place in Key West.
In the middle of the afternoon.
I'm sure it was. That's a fun event.
Beth Hindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is with us. Boy, one event after another. Who has to come up with all this stuff?
Well, me and my leadership team staff do. We've got to feed the animals, man, so we got to have something happen all the time.
Now, what if you didn't have all these events? Where does the money come from to take care of the animals? Because they need a veterinarian, and they need expensive vets because they have to be specialized.
Yep.
Where does the money come from if you don't have all these events?
Well, then I would have to raise it a different way, either at the gate or at the gift shop or donations or more grants.
Sell lemonade on the street.
We take all of those types of things already and make it all work.
Man, that's like full-time.
It is a full-time job for me, along with running the zoo.
And the animals all say, just feed me. I don't care how you get the money. Food better be here later on today.
That's exactly right, and we make it happen.
I've had dogs all my life. I know exactly how animals think. They get the food here. I don't care how you have to do it. Just do it. All right, let's talk about August. August 15th, from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., it's Whiskers and Whiskey.
Yeah, Whiskers and Whiskey. It's a five-course meal. That's also done. Most of our events that are sit-downs are done up in our pavilion area. So we'll be announcing those whiskeys soon as to what that is. But it's really just a nice event. It's folks that just want to, the reason we have so many events and the diversity of the events that we have is to touch everyone on what their passion is. And if their passion is whiskey, well, then we've got a really cool event on the 15th. It's a really super fun event. We've done it several years. And we just love it. And we have a silent auction and a live auction and giveaways. And there's just the camaraderie of the people that attend that event and or any of our events, like Animal Crackers or what have you. Just they do it for themselves, but they feel really good about supporting the Racine Zoo.
Where do the whiskers come in?
Because we always do an animal presentation. There's always something about animals at everything that we do. And it's animals that have whiskers and the importance of whiskers. So you got to come and see the presentation.
Don't they all have whiskers?
No, they don't. Not all animals have whiskers.
Okay.
And those that do, they're specialized. So we like to talk about whiskers. It's kind of cool.
All right. Well, then you're the expert. Sunday, August 17th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., it's the Car, Truck, and Bike Show. This is a huge event. People bring in their cars and everything. And
28th year, again, tried and true events. So we'll have about between 300 and 325 with the cars, trucks, bikes. We've had tractors there before. That's a $5 day for the zoo. So all admission, regardless of 3 and older, is $5. 2 and younger is always free at the Racine Zoo. And what's really neat about that event is that people will come in and they'll go, oh, we're here for the car show. Oh, my gosh, you've got amazing animals. or those that come for the amazing animals go, oh my gosh, there's a really super car show here. So, you know, we'll have like 2,000 to 2,500 people on property that day, enjoying the vehicles, hanging out. The awards are amazing. The cars are just phenomenal. They are just, everyone who comes to that, I already had at Animal Crackers last night, a few people go, I've got my car registered. And I said, good, we'll see you on the 17th.
Where do you park them, on the grass?
On the grass, yeah. Okay. Yep, they're all over the place. From so people enter the Gould Street gate, and then we start parking them south of the pavilion and south of the playground throughout that entire area. And the bikes tend to be over by the pond.
I'm asking you a question that you may not be able to answer, but it's a wallaby and a kangaroo. What's the difference?
They're related. They're different in wallabies are smaller than kangaroos.
Yeah, I know, it looks
a little bit smaller
yeah.
and thicker. I kind of think they're thicker, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. But they're just smaller. They're just like different dogs. They're different kinds yeah. of.
Well, the reason I ask was I was watching this YouTube video the other day, and police were called, and it was in this country. It was a wallaby running around the streets, mm-hmm. hopping around. And where did this thing come from?
That was in Milwaukee.
Oh, was it in Milwaukee?
It was in Milwaukee. Yeah, it was some person's pet.
Private owner, which, mm-hmm. yeah, that was in Milwaukee, yeah. And they captured it, and it must have been really tame because they picked it up. Mm-hmm. They were holding it, and one of the policemen was actually cuddling it in for a picture, and mm-hmm. he said, oh, I'd love to adopt this. But they found the owner, and you're not supposed to own that animal as a pet. But it looked so adorable. Yeah, it was a little tiny one, mm-hmm. but he was just hopping around the street and... Police said the first time they ever remember a call for a wallaby running around the street.
I would think that was probably their first time for that call as
well.
Wow.
Now, you have kangaroos.
We have kangaroos. Yep.
They are much bigger than you think. Those feet are huge. And I was in the, we told the story last time. I was in the section, I don't know what you call it. The
Walkabout Creek.
Walkabout Creek. And I remember seeing them. I said, I wonder if they can get over here. And as soon as I passed on the pathway, they walked right in back of me within reaching distance. The feet were huge.
Mm-hmm. And they can go on your side. You can't go on their side of the exhibit space.
I know. And they all, like, crossed the pathway, mm-hmm. and they were by the fence looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And, whoa, I would never saw a kangaroo up close before. They are a lot, and they look powerful. Those yeah. legs look like they kick you across mm-hmm. the entire zoo. But they don't bother anybody.
No, they're just, you're actually in their space and they're hanging out. And as long as you mind your manners when you're down there, Don, we're good.
I did. I was staring at them. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe how, I never saw one in person. You see them in movies and everything, but you never see them in person. All right. What do we have here now? Where am I? I lost my place already. Okay. We've got Wednesday, August 27th. Did we do the 23rd?
We did not. We did also didn't do another the 20th, but that's an Animal Crackers.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that because I got on my thing. It's so light. It's hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now on Wednesday, August 20th, 5:30 to 9 p.m., another Animal Crackers.
Yep, that's the last one of the series. There's four, and that's the last one. We'll also have a drone show that evening. So.
Oh, I'd love to see how those things work. Mm-hmm. You know, you see these drone shows in the mm-hmm. sky, and I know they're all drones, and I looked up on Wikipedia, and I say, how do they do this? How do they keep them in sync? There are hundreds of them in the sky. Who's yeah. running those drones?
Yeah. It's all electronic. I mean, I saw when we had a drone show last year, and it's pretty, those folks are amazing. They can create it all. And
Dan, did you ever see them take off the drones? Or you just, when they were in the sky, you saw them?
I've seen them take off, but I'm up on top. I don't know, probably like
they're
this
small?
Big. Yeah, that's
well, on the radio,
like
you can't say this.
Sorry, big. It's so about dozen. I mean, 12 inches, yeah. 14, no more than 20 inches. I don't think.
I just watched the ones they had on the 4th of July in Milwaukee, and I couldn't. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I love it. I think it's super fun.
It looks really good. All right, that's on.
That's on the 20th.
Then we have
another show.
We have another Breakfast with the Giraffes coming up on August 23rd.
Yep. Yep.
And that's 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
Yep, that's also sold out. So,
it's sold out already.
Yep, that's, again, you got to buy your stuff early for the zoo.
Yeah.
So we still promote it and we still talk about stuff so that people think about it for next year so that they get their tickets early.
And we have another World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday. I got to say it slowly or it doesn't
and
come out right.
That is the last one of the season. That is on August 27th. And again, it is that one is going to be up by our Land of the Giants area, which is west of the pavilion, just south of our far Augusta Gate. And we'll, again, have six wines, six beers. And we'll be up there and great food again from Red Onion. So it's just a nice, it's a way to have a great hump day. Why not?
Now, yeah, there's a lot of fall events, and we'll talk about that next time you come in. But let's talk about Christmas for a minute here.
Oh, yes.
I know it's we're sitting here in the heat talking about Christmas right after the 4th of July. But December 6th is Brunch with Santa at the zoo. Mm-hmm. But the Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle is coming up December 18th. And what's that?
So that is a cocktail hour with a variety of different drink options for everybody. We do it in the castle. Santa Claus comes. It's fabulous.
Now, is this the real Santa or the fake one?
No, ours are always the real Santa.
Okay, good.
Know, we have always the real Santa. So it's all good. And that's just a fun event. And Santa comes. And we have a huge following. And we have the pirates pouring the cocktails.
And you'll have the jack-o'-lantern lights. You know, I like when you, I get gas at the gas station right across the street from you, the Citgo. And that big pumpkin was up there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it'll be up again this year when we open that on the 2nd of October.
Yeah, jack-o'-lantern lights.
Mm-hmm.
What does J-O-L-N stand for?
Jack-o'-lantern nights.
Yeah, okay. Took me a while. I'm slow, but I get it eventually.
It's okay, Don. It's early.
Eventually, I get it. You know what I loved? And I have it on my phone. I showed you last time. I have all the pictures. I have a special section on my phone when you have the Chinese lights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just thought that was spectacular. How soon did you have to deal with that? That's a major undertaking.
Yeah, that's been in since 19. We haven't done a Chinese lantern since 19. So that was huge. That was a big undertaking.
Here's all my pictures.
There you go.
I look at them a lot. I love that.
They're gorgeous.
But that's a big undertaking to do something like that, because they got to redo the whole zoo for that.
Yeah, we did. We did the south half of the zoo. Yeah, for
now,
sure.
Now, a company came in and did that. You guys didn't do it yourself. Yeah,
yep, that's correct.
Now, you donated some of those lights to the city, because I saw them at Monument Square.
We did. Yep.
To keep them?
We got to keep some of them. Some of them went to other places for their shows. So, but yeah, that was 19. So I don't think many of those exist anymore that we've, people bought them and
that
we were able to sell some of them. Yeah, it was great.
That was spectacular.
Someday again, we'll do it.
Quick review here. Coming up Saturday, this Saturday, is Breakfast with the Giraffes from 9 a.m. to 10:30. Tickets still available?
No, they are not.
Sold out. Wednesday, July 16th, World Roar Wine Pour.
Wednesday. Yes, those tickets are still available. Keep buying. Go to racinezoo.org is the best way to go. Go to the event tab, do the drop down, and then get your tickets soon, because that one, we will stop sales on Monday by noon.
Thursday, July 17th, Cigar Dinner.
30th Annual Cigar Dinner.
Still
you
tickets?
Can't beat it.
Yay,
you still have some tickets. Yep, get those going on. Women, you just have to be over 21 to attend that particular event. It's a wonderful meal. You get 5 cigars. You're hanging out, having a gourmet dinner out on Lake Michigan, right on the zoo property on the north end.
July 19th, Margarita Fest.
Margarita Fest. You're going to taste
tickets.
Tickets, yes. We still have some. That is going gangbusters. We are selling out. So get your tickets. We got Johnny Russler and the Beach Bum Band playing. It's going to be a fun event, 1 to 4, and you're going to taste margaritas, enjoy, have some fun games, win some prizes. It's just a super relaxed day.
We missed one. Christmas in July.
Christmas in July.
July 26th.
Saturday, the 26th. Yep. And the real Santa will be there again, because he loves
the
Racine Zoo. We have no fake Santas that come to the Racine Zoo. There'll be bounce houses for kids. There's business booths that will be handing out candy. We'll have our jingle bell doors. So that will be fun for that. And kids get to have candy or whatever the business booths are handing out. The Grinch is coming. We've got some carolers and other music. And it's just a fun way, just a nice value added day for folks to come out and see the zoo and Christmas in July. Who doesn't want to get some candy in July?
Woody Allen.
And see Santa Claus.
Let's say Woody Allen, the director, big New Yorker, and he always had snotty things to say about California.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what good is Christmas out in California? Santa comes down to the sleigh and gets sunstroke.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That was funny. Okay, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. The website again is?
RacineZoo.org.
Can't forget that. We'll see you again next month.
You bet.